Next, we'll learn 10 emotions of power. If you cultivate them and utilize them immediately, they can literally replace any negative pattern in your life and give you the joy and the sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that you truly desire and deserve. Power emotions number one. Cultivate the emotions of love and warmth. A marvelous core belief to adopt comes from a book called A Course in Miracles. It says, all communication is either a loving response or a cry for help. If someone comes to you in a state of hurt or anger, and you consistently respond to them with love and warmth, eventually that person's state of mind will change, and his or her intensity will just melt away. Power emotions number two. Cultivate the emotions of appreciation and gratitude. These are among the most spiritual emotions that we can have, and they enhance our lives more than almost anything I know. Live with an attitude of gratitude. Power emotion number three. If you really want to grow in your lifetime, learn to be as inquisitive as a child. Cultivate curiosity. Curious people are never bored, and for them, life becomes an unending study and joy. Power emotions number four. Cultivate the feelings of excitement and passion. These can turn any challenge into a tremendous opportunity, giving us the unbridled power to move our lives forward at a faster tempo than ever before. Ignite your passion by using your physiology. Speak more rapidly, visualize images more quickly, and move your body in the direction that you want to go, and you'll experience this passion immediately. Power emotion number five. Determination makes the difference between being stuck and being struck with a lightning power of commitment. Merely pushing yourself won't do it. Put yourself in a state of determination and you'll find yourself taking action immediately. Power emotion number six. Adopt an attitude of flexibility. If there's one emotion to cultivate that guarantees success, it's the ability to change your approach quickly. In fact, all action signals are just messages to be more flexible. Throughout your life, there will be situations you won't be able to control. Your ability to be flexible during those situations, to flex your rules, to flex the meaning you're attaching to things, to change your approach, will determine your long-term success or failure, not to mention the level of your personal joy. Be flexible. Power motion number seven. Consistently experience confidence, and it will change your life. You see, if you've ever done anything successfully, you can certainly do it again. Plus, with the power of faith, you can be confident about things that you've never been involved with before. How? Simply imagine yourself accomplishing things successfully and feel certain by that imagery now. Don't just wait for these emotions to spontaneously appear someday in some far distant future. Create them now.